Thank you and good morning. At just after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, a fast-growing wildfire erupted along Highway 169 near Martins Ferry Road, northwest of Wichpeck. The latest update from CAL FIRE estimated the size at 300 acres and growing with zero containment, and the fire, named the Tully Fire, has destroyed at least one structure. Evacuation orders are in effect for residents south of Capel Creek, and a shelter has been opened at the Hoopa neighborhood facility. CAL FIRE responded immediately with air units, which dropped water and retardant on the fire, and the blaze has forced the closure of Highway 169 in the active fire area. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and once they get finished with recognizing Breastfeeding Awareness and Promotion Week and Child Support Awareness Month, the Board will discuss whether or not to approve a request for proposal for a new director of the Headwaters Fund. Prospective applicants will need to provide the normal cover letters and resumes, but also up to 10 pages of how the applicant would deliver the services outlined in the Headwaters Fund Charter. The supervisors will also decide the timeline and deadlines for those RFPs. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie will present the board with the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association annual report. His report details the allocation of Measure Z funding to local fire departments, money that's paid for hundreds of new turnouts and protective clothing units, breathing apparatus, radios, and for costs incurred by dispatchers. The supervisors will also deal with whether or not to reimburse the Neyland, Blue Lake, and Willow Creek volunteer fire departments for services provided outside their designated service areas. The board will consider two funding options, one to reimburse the departments for actual services provided to be paid by quarterly advances with end-of-quarter reconciliation, or to allocate 20% of the funding as a standby fee with any further reimbursement for services provided reconciled at the end of the quarter. The allocations for the three departments are just over $250,000. The board is also expected to approve the reappointment of Kevin Dreyer and Ben Shepard as voting members of the McKinleyville Municipal Authority. Jordan Christmas has funding news.
Health centers across Congressman Jared Huffman's district will receive funding after more than $895,000 in federal grants were distributed. The Redwoods Rural Health Center in Humboldt will receive $80,000 in funding, while the Karuk Tribe will receive $24,000. More than $200,000 will also be distributed amongst four health centers across Mendocino County, while Southern Trinity Health Services is slated to receive $17,000 in funding as well. The money came from the Affordable Care Act's Community Health Fund.
Thank you, Jordan. The sheriff's office is investigating a shooting incident that involved several people in a pickup truck and a fish and wildlife warden. The warden suspected they were using a spotlight to poach deer early Sunday morning near Carlotta, and while attempting a traffic stop, the suspects fired several rounds at the warden. That continued while a pursuit ensued, a chase that ended with the vehicle off the road and the suspects at large after they fled the scene on foot. Anyone with information about those suspects is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 4 years ago, Arcata City Council members Susan Ornelas and Michael Winkler ran unopposed for their seats, making for a rather dull campaign season. This November, there are five candidates qualified for the ballot in Arcata, and there are three seats up for grabs. And for Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer, that's a good thing. Arcata runs citywide elections, no ward system here, and Diemer broke down the race.
So our Mayor Paul Patino, Councilor and Vice Mayor Susan Ornelas, and Councilmember Michael Winkler have all qualified for the ballot. We have two additional candidates, Daniel Murphy and a Valerie Rose Campbell, who also qualified for the ballot. Top three vote counts then are placed on the council.
In addition to a campaign season and the election, Diemer pays attention to the information that the candidates gather as they work for a spot on the council, a fact-finding tour that the city takes advantage of because it provides real-time feedback from people who don't normally attend meetings.
We should have a season of debates and a season of discussion, and I think that's good. We've got candidates that are going door to door, and that actually brings in a lot of great information for staff at the city. So I really enjoy that part of the season of the candidates all coming in and telling me what they're hearing in the street, and good and bad. And then we've had a little of both, you know, a lot of things that have improved and then things that we weren't as aware of.
Arcata City Manager Karen Deemer discussed elections and other topics on Talk Shop, and you can listen to the full interview by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.